name means a... The flagship station for Clemson football.
Ward takes a snap under pressure. Got him and down he goes as Bryant gets his second sack.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Well, it's all.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I like this purple haze.
Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong.
It was cold yesterday. I was talking with a former Clemson Athletic Department employee yesterday. We're at the golf course. He's retired, and we're sitting out there. And he goes, man, it's a little cold out here. I went, yeah, but after the national championship, 80 degrees and steak and lobster. Steak and lobster. Hey, Lakeside Lodge. I went by Sunday on my way to Five Guys Burgers and Fries, and I saw the, I'm a big fan.
You got Five Guys on Sunday?
I love Five
What'd
Guys.
What'd you get?
I got the cheeseburger and just the fries.
Did you get the cheeseburger or the little cheeseburger?
Oh, no, the cheeseburger.
So you got a double burger.
Right. Of course. You think bacon? I got this fat by getting a little cheeseburger?
You throw some bacon on that thing?
No.
Couldn't splurge, huh?
Nah. But it's good. It was great. Anyway, I passed by Lakeside Lodge, and it reminded me to tell you this. Call Taj Boyd, call Steve Mutch, call Leighton Cubbage, call these folks. This thing's coming out of the ground, and it looks awesome. Man, their location is beautiful. And so you can see right all the way through there. You see Death Valley. Man, this place is going to be awesome. And they're selling, folks, they are selling this, the sizzle of this thing, what it smells like, what it feels like, what it's going to be like, this family atmosphere. I love it. I love Lakeside Lodge. This is an amazing project. Condotel. Look that up. Condotel. I'm going to make you look it up if you hadn't heard. Make some money on your property with a condotel. But boy, what a awesome idea this is going to be in a great location. Easy to remember. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson.com. Hey, maybe Ty talk a little football with you too when you go over and see those great folks. I have a million things to cover in this segment. I do want to get to our phone line, 654-ROAR. Austin is in Anderson, South Carolina. Hey, good morning, Austin. I hope you're doing well, man.
I'm doing great. Nikki, Five Guys, I'm a smaller guy, so I go with the little bacon cheeseburger. You got to throw some bacon on it.
Yeah.
But, dude, get them to put some A1 sauce on it, and it is.
Really?
That is the way to go. Oh, man, it is so good. So good.
Good stuff.
Hey, listen, Zach, I don't know what you did to get, you had to push the right button. You had to do something to make sure Mickey knew that it was my name coming up. So I just want to tell you good job on doing something right, man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I appreciate
hey,
it.
Hey, Austin.
Give you a big old, woo!
How do you spell your name, Austin?
A-U-S-T-I-N.
He spelled it right.
I crushed it.
And where and you're from Anderson. He got that right.
Oh, man.
And he said, you want to talk about Clemson football? He got all that right, and he spelled Clemson right. He got football right, and it was he answered it right.
I'm just doing my job.
Man, you're awesome,
I'm not here
buddy.
For the thanks. I'm just doing my job.
You're awesome.
Zach, we got to come up. You'd be a unanimous Hall of Famer in my book. I don't even know what that guy said. I got in the car from the gym right after, like, when y'all were – going back at him, so I still don't even know what he said, but he did something right, man. Good job.
I'm about done with Austin flexing on us this morning. So
I love it.
He gets the little cheeseburger. He got out of the gym this morning.
Got a gym.
We're over here talking about the double bacon cheeseburgers
right.
And sitting on our butts for 3 hours.
Right.
So you wouldn't think that I'm, like, in the gym all the time. I go to play basketball with a bunch of guys. That's the main reason why.
Nice.
But, hey, man, Clemson football – honestly, I didn't really have much of a topic to talk about. I just wanted to tell Zach that. But I'll throw something out there. I had it in my head the whole morning, but I'll throw something out there. Hey, Trevor Lawrence, does he? When is the last time he lost a game? He's gonna lose a game at some point in time. I'm realistic, but when was the last time he lost a game? Even back in high school,
he did lose his senior year in the playoffs, and in that year, they went. I think I'm right. They were 12-2 that year. He was 15-0 as a sophomore, 15-0 as a junior. I'm sorry, he's 10-2 as a senior. 15-0 and 15-0, and then as a freshman, I think that he was 12-2. I think I'm right by saying this. I think that he was 52-4 as a starting quarterback in high school. I think I'm right by saying that, 52-4. With 13,902 yards passing, 161 touchdowns, and 21 interceptions. As a senior now, how about this? This is the stat of the day. As a senior, Trevor Lawrence not only threw for 3,200 yards, he threw for 41 touchdowns and one interception. So, for the past 2 years, he's thrown for 71 touchdowns and five interceptions. Crazy.
Man, he's good. Hey, I'm going to switch it up before you get to more of Chad's questions. And, Zach, I kind of want your opinion on this, too. After last year for the NFL, their ratings were down, viewership was down. It just seemed like interest was down more last year. Did the NFL need a season like this and a playoffs like this to – because the viewership has been up, whether the whole gambling thing has anything to do with it, whether I personally started watching it more because Mahomes got me more interested, golf got me more interested, those new teams coming into it, but you still had the you know the traditionals around too. I mean, I think the championships this past Sunday were a perfect mix of what's to come and you know, the old school guys. So your opinions on I don't want to say it saved the NFL because NFL is going to be around. That's, you know, that would be a dumb comment to make. But was this a much needed year as far as viewership wise for the NFL? And I'll take it off there. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Austin. I appreciate that. Let me preface by saying this. Did you see where there were 40 million people that watched the first game on Sunday and 50 million people watched the second game on Sunday?
Is that right?
And in the NFL and in the national championship game, there's only like 28 million people watched Clemson, Alabama. So it's an NFL. We're NFL country. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that's metropolitan area driven. My buddy was in Michigan, is actually outside of Detroit all last week. And he said, surprisingly, people in Michigan pulled for the Patriots. And I didn't understand it. Well, what happened there is Tom Brady. So, but the NFL ratings were, to my knowledge, were much better this year. Zach, can I tell you my philosophy on it? I think the young, wide open offenses and the young athletic quarterbacks that are making these plays, I think it has something to do with it. I always thought like a check down Charlie League, but the Mahomes of the world, I think, kind of added some excitement. The Goffs of the world, sure. These young coaches and young players, I think, added some excitement to the game.
The way it was played this year helped tremendously. The NFL's decision to not televise the national anthems has helped because people aren't seeing guys kneeling every weekend. And guys have started to come back because of that. That was definitely something that hit them harder than they anticipated last year. And yeah, mostly it's the on-field performance, but they made some decisions off the field where they stayed out of the news more often than not for negative things.
Yeah.
And it helped their overall ratings.
Right. And this is a Teflon league too. We can other controversies that hurt other sports they do affect football, but not the way that does other sports. This sport bounces back. We love football in this country.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, during one of the championship games, it was the second game Saturday night because CBS is going to broadcast the Alliance Football of America, whatever that thing is, coming up. This is an interesting question on our text line, 986-1566. It says, hey, Mickey, can you explain what 10 personnel group means in football? I can. Basically, you take your first number and your second number. Your first number is how many running backs you have in a game. Your second number is how many tight ends you have in a game. So 10 personnel would be one running back and no tight ends and four wideouts. And so Clemson played in the national championship game. Clemson played with a lot of 10 personnel. Their base formation is basically 11 personnel, which is one running back, one tight end, and three wide receivers. So just anytime you see, you'll see empty backfield. We call it empty with five wides. If you had to call it package-wise, that'd be zero personnel. Seldomly do you see the most popular ones are 10, 11. Some teams run a 12 personnel. That's one tight end. I mean, one running back, two tight ends, two wide receivers. But your first number is your running back. Your second number is your tight ends. Simple as that. Pretty simple?
Yes.
But I like those kind of questions. Like diving into that.
They're easy home runs for us.
Yes. And it makes us look really smart, like we're really football geniuses.
Chalk one up to the scoreboard there.
Right. Right.
And no question's a dumb question.
It's a good question.
Yeah, we're here to educate.
Texter makes a good point. 21 players on this year's roster with the state of Georgia. Tell Mickey Clemson's fine with Georgia having plenty of high school talent. I agree, but at the same time, I'm not taking away from that. Clemson recruits Georgia really well. Look at A.J. Terrell. Look at Trevor Lawrence. Of the touchdowns in the game.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson's a really big deal. So, they do great with that.
They do all kinds of stuff down there.
And that's not my point. My point is that is a definite inherent advantage for Georgia. Georgia's going to do well when the state of Georgia is well. Okay. Now, Chad asked the questions. The Muschamp stuff, again, I think that comes down to Ryan Helinski. If Helinski's as good as he think he is, Muschamp will be there in 22. If he's not as good as he think he is, then he won't be there in 22. The other two questions he asked, I'll answer the second one first. Who's a better coach, Dabo or Saban? It's hard to argue against Nick Saban because Nick Saban won it at LSU. Nick Saban won it at Alabama. But, I mean, I want to be clear about this. Nick Saban's great. I wouldn't trade Dabo Sweeney for Nick Saban here. Was Saban great with the Dolphins?
No.
Because last time I checked, and that's a different game. The NFL is a different game. Last time I checked, he was 15-17 in the NFL. Was Saban great at Michigan State? Now, some could say he took over a bad program. But let me give you the Michigan State years here. 6-5-1, 6-6, 7-5, 6-6, 9-2. Nick Saban at Michigan State, 34-24-1. Is that great? And even at LSU, let's call it like it is. At LSU, he had two good teams. He was there 5 years. He had two good teams. He won a national championship. He went 8-4, 10-3, and finished eighth in the country. Then 8-5, 13-1, and 9-3. Nick Saban had two top 10 teams there, but the 9-3 season, they finished 16th. He was 48-16 there, which is good. Nick Saban at Alabama, completely different animal. So, I'll put it to you like this, Zach, or Mr. 24, Jack LaTonta. I think Dabo Swinney could do what Nick Saban's doing at Alabama. Can we agree upon that?
Yep.
Do you think that Nick Saban could do it Clemson, take over Clemson where he was and put Clemson where Dabo Swinney has Clemson?
Could he do it at Clemson?
Could he?
Would the people of Clemson buy into Saban's philosophy?
Maybe. And now we certainly would. But had he came from the Dolphins or came from LSU, would he? My question is, I'll frame it like this. Can we agree that Dabo Swinney could do it at Alabama close to what Nick Saban's doing at Alabama?
Yes.
Can we then ask the question is, could Nick Saban do it Clemson what Dabo Swinney's doing at Clemson?
Yeah, we could ask that. And I think the answer is still yes.
Maybe.
I think they're both phenomenal coaches.
I do too.
And
I do too.
To pick one over the other right now, when you look at their head-to-head record in the playoff, I think it would be foolish.
I would agree with that. Now, the next question, and I think the most important one that Chad was pointing to in his phone call. Next 5 to 10 years, who wins more championships? Now, let me remind you, part of that is that Nick Saban is 67 years old. And you know what? He could coach 10 years from now. He could. with Trevor Lawrence in over two of the next 5 years, and maybe DJ coming in, maybe. Who wins more national championships in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, Trevor Lawrence with two. Let's theoretically say DJ for three.
And it's 2020 class. But look, put it this way. Dabo Sweeney's beaten Nick Saban two of the last three in the national championship game with, quite frankly, maybe inferior talent.
I don't think Clemson's going anywhere.
Right?
If Nick Saban is still at Alabama, I don't think Alabama's going anywhere.
Over the next 5 years, who wins more national championships?
If you're going to force me on it, I would say Clemson.
Over the next 10 years, who wins more national championships, Nick Saban or Dabo Sweeney?
Dabo Sweeney. Yeah.
I mean, a 55-year-old Dabo Sweeney in 8 years or a 75-year-old Nick Saban?
That's not to say I think Nick Saban's done winning.
I agree. I think he's going to continue to win. I think Nick Saban has a couple of three more in him. A couple, maybe, in him. So, my final question of this segment, and I've asked you this before, as this 2020 class comes together, and as we know what we know now about Trevor and Dabo and where they're headed, over, under, at what point in time do you go under? Let's revisit this conversation a few weeks ago. If I told you from here on out, Dabo Sweeney, 1.5 more national championships, you take over, under?
I would take the over on 1.5.
So, well, let me phrase that. So that would be 3.5 total, right? He's got two now. That'd be 3.5 total.
Yeah.
You would take over 3.5.
Yeah.
4.5.
Which is wild.
I know. It's crazy.
It is wild.
Over, under 4.5.
We're going to do this game.
We did it the other day. I don't see if it changes for you.
Over 10 years?
Over the rest of his career.
What I would take or what I think he's going to get?
What would it take?
What's the question?
All right.
What I would take or what I think he's going to accomplish?
Over, under 4.5 total national championships for Dabo Sweeney right now.
What he's going to accomplish.
Right.
Over.
I'll continue.
I ask you the same question. Are you with me so far?
Over. 5.5.
I'm good at 5. I'm good there.
So you're saying under?
I think he gets 2 more.
Give me 3 more.
That'd be 5. Yes.
Yeah. I'd agree with you. I think 5 is the number.
Yeah. And let me be clear.
Mark the tape.
I would be more than happy with no more.
Really?
2 in your lifetime?
3 in my lifetime.
Well, 3 in your lifetime, but 2 in my lifetime? In my wildest dreams. You would never have a figure that would happen as a graduate of the university. It's crazy. I would love to have a couple more. It'd be great. But how can you not be appreciative of what he's brought to the university as a whole?
Because you keep telling me that it's only about the championships and it's not about what he did last year. And it's all about this kind of stuff.
That's me sitting here as, not even a month yet. We're a couple weeks removed from the national championship.
Right.
It's still fresh. You're still celebrating.
Right.
Ask me in the summer again.
Right. I enjoyed the conversation. That was fun. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. One of the great things about Prime Lending is their ability to give you these resources about their process and about what they do and about how they do it. How do you buy a home? I mean, what do you need to buy a home? What do you need to bring to a closing? What do you need about the process? You know, step one is just the application part of it. Step two is the property, you know, that you're trying to buy, the confirmation on all that. And then you got to review and finalize everything and sign and close. It could be a long, hard, treacherous, drawn out, complicated deal. It doesn't have to be. Same thing with refinance, same thing with renovation. Ask about which type of loan is best for you, the VA loans. They have all kinds of different services there. So Nathan and Elizabeth and Dave and Amanda and Mark and all the great folks here, Sheridan, Kendall, and Roger, and all the great folks here would love to talk to you about your next mortgage and doing what's best for you and your family. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com, 349-0160 here in the upstate, 349-0160. Local, really good people doing that. We'll take a break, come back. Some Twitter stuff, some tech stuff, and your phone calls right after this.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
It's 2019 and Scores Jewelers is finally in its new home on Civic Center Boulevard in Anderson. Scores Jewelers has grown into the premier jewelry store in the area thanks to you. And guys, if it's time to show her that she's the one you want to make memories with, we're here to make finding the right ring easy. Right now we have special 36 months no interest financing available. And at Scores you can compare diamonds side by side to see the difference for yourself. And with one of the largest selections of mountings in the area, finding the right style has never been easier. And best of all, if we don't have it, we can make it specially for you. We have custom design in-house to create whatever she wants. Of all the things we offer, the most important is guidance and expertise. We're here to help make finding the right ring easy and enjoyable. The one thing we don't offer at Scores is high pressure. We want buying a ring to be a pleasant experience. Yes, we'd like to make a sale, but we'd rather make a friend. Friends come back. I'm William Nichols, and I'd like to personally invite you to our new location and experience for yourself the difference at Scores Jewelers.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Join Clemson Marina at the Upstate Boat Show at the Greenville Convention Center, January 24th through 27th. See our 2019 Miranda pontoon and tri-tune boats powered by Yamaha outboards. And see our Monterey bow rider and ski boats and our Express all-aluminum fishing boats also powered by the reliable Yamaha outboards. We offer the Freedom Boat Club, which is the oldest and largest boat club in the nation, providing an affordable option to boat ownership and delivering a hassle-free recreational boating experience for its members. With over 2,000 late-model boats from coast to coast and over 175 locations, Freedom Boat Club has you covered. See why Clemson Marina is the ultimate location for all your boating needs with a full-service department, on-the-lake boat storage, boat rentals, new and used boats, and, of course, the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club at Clemson Marina, across the lake from Death Valley on the water.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
You in?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hit me with the horn, 20! Keep making noise! Keep making noise! Yeah!
And some of y'all won't, but listen, let me clear my throat. Oh, have mercy, babe.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Boy, Reed's Jewelers wants to be there for you. They want to do a great job for you. Reed's Jewelers is the upper level of the Hayward Mall, right in the middle of it all. And Zach, I'm looking at my calendar now, and I got to tell you, we are a few short weeks. We're 3 weeks away from Valentine's Day. for him, for her, make it the Valentine's Day to remember. It's our great friends at Reed's Jewelers. The great selection, the great service, great prices. REEDS.com. Upper level of the Haywood Mall, right in the middle of it all. I don't want to give this impression. I don't want to give the impression. And I think that you and I preface so much because inevitably people don't hear what you say and they take it the wrong way. No one here is trying to say that Alabama's dynasty is done, that they're finished, because I don't want the next phone call, if Alabama wins it the next couple of years, people, the first phone call will be, I thought you said they're done. No one's saying that at all.
Dead.
They're dead to me. Dead.
Dead.
You're dead.
I want them dead.
Dead.
I want his family. Dead.
Family. Dead.
We did not say that, no.
No. Alabama is not going anywhere. I think that...
I think we expressly said they're going to win more.
Right. And Georgia's going to win some. I'm going to tell you right now, I firmly believe that in the next 5 to 10 years that Lincoln Riley will win one or more.
I'm willing to die on the Georgia's not going to win one hill. I'm willing to die on that hill.
Here's where you can't do that.
Why?
Because if you say they don't win one, then you don't get credit for it because everybody else says next year. But when they do win one, you lose. So in other words, if it's open ended like that, you can say I don't think Georgia's going to win next year, and you come on next year and go, well, I told you you weren't going to win. But if you say they won't win one, then it's open ended, and you look like an idiot, and people can say, oops, did it again.
I'm okay with looking like an idiot. That's part of my job. It's in my job description. In the contract I signed, look like an idiot. Make Plyro look great.
Here's a question. No, that's not true. Here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Who wins more? In the next 10 years, we agree that Alabama and Clemson will win a national championship.
I'm going to be 35 in 10 years.
Oh, man. Be 60.
What?
I'll be 60.
60?
I was a little hopeful to say 60, yes. All right. We agree Alabama and Clemson will win one.
Yep.
You're saying Georgia won't win one in the next 10 years. Don't be hard-headed, buddy. Don't go down. Don't get on that
can
sword.
Can we make this five? Can we make it 5 years?
All right, five.
No, I don't think they will win five.
All right, but do you agree Clemson and Alabama will win at least one more each?
Yeah.
All right. Will anybody else besides Clemson and Alabama win one? I'm going to go by school, but we say yes or no. Anybody besides Clemson and Alabama win one?
Yes.
Will Oklahoma win one?
No.
Will Texas A&M win one?
No.
Will Texas win one?
How long does Texas A&M give Jimbo? Let's say that five-year time frame.
Yeah, 8 years.
So he's got a year under his belt now, 6 years. Doesn't win one in 6 years, they're going to have him around still?
Depends on if we're in the SEC and going to the thing. Will LSU win a national championship next 5 years?
No. Coach O won't be there in 5 years.
Texas?
Maybe.
He's coming around. Maybe.
Oregon?
No.
Michigan?
No.
Penn State?
No, absolutely not.
Ohio State?
Yes.
Ohio State?
Yeah.
Florida?
No.
Southern Cal?
No.
Notre Dame?
No.
Tennessee, Florida State, Auburn?
No.
Sucker Liner? So you're telling me Ohio State, Texas, Clemson, Alabama?
I think those are the four horses you could bet on pretty handily.
You think Texas has a better chance than Oklahoma?
Yeah.
I think Lincoln Riley's good, man.
Listen.
I think Tom Herman's good.
I'm terrified if Lincoln Riley does this again. And Jalen Hurts is good. I don't know how the world processes that. I don't know how we process that. I don't know how the station processes that. If he does this again and has another quarterback that transfers in that he turns into a stud, what do we do? Just forfeit the games to Oklahoma?
No, because those guys are great, but they're not winning.
He's not going to be there that much longer if he keeps doing that, right?
Why not? I think these guys haven't made in college. Why anybody would do anything else? Why would he go anywhere else but Oklahoma's crazy?
Because they would pay him John Gruden money to go coach in the NFL.
And so will...
Oklahoma won't pay him that.
Sure they will. Why would you not?
They're going to give him a $100 million contract?
Yeah. Why would you not?
I don't think they would.
Look, dude, you can't afford it. Dude, you're not listening.
What's his...
Yeah.
Dude.
You can't afford not to.
Mickey Mantle, just listen.
Listen, you can't afford not to.
What's his contract right now? Do we have that number?
It just went up and it's going
to be. We need an intern.
We need one bad.
Kelly, if you're listening, we need an intern.
Bad.
We need these little tasks to be taken care of.
Yeah.
Who's going to get Mickey water in the morning? Right now I'm doing it and it's just.
It's wearing you out.
It's really wearing me down.
Yeah. Can I change the subject just quickly? Just one little quick note.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back to this national championship talk. Yeah. I had this thought in bed this morning at 4:45.
Why are you up at 4:45?
Let my dog out, my back's hurting. And Drake's kicking, doing karate kicks.
So and, she was up too.
Yeah. All right, but follow me on this. In the national championship semifinals, dude, the first year,
yep,
Oregon beat Florida State 59-20. But Ohio State beat Alabama. Now, it was just 42-35. This is a debatable thing. Who looked more impressive in the semifinals? That's debatable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Oregon blew Florida State out, but Ohio State put up 42 in Alabama. So I'm not even talking about that one. So, but in the next year, in the semifinals, Clemson beat Oklahoma 37-17, but Alabama shut out Michigan State 38-0. Can you say that the team that looked the best in the semifinals won the national championship game?
Mm-hmm.
In the next year, while Alabama beat Washington 24-7, Clemson shut out Ohio State 31-0.
24-7 makes that game sound closer than what it actually was.
But
yeah,
Clemson looked better in the semifinals, right? 31-0.
Yeah.
In the next year, Georgia beat Oklahoma in double overtime, 54-48, but Alabama shut down Clemson 24-6. Alabama looked the better team in the semifinals.
And they won, yeah.
And in this past year, Alabama beat Oklahoma 45-34, but Clemson beat Notre Dame 30-3. I can't speak for the first year. You can make an argument either way in the first year, but the team that looked the best, had the most impressive victory in the semifinals the last 4 years, has won the national championship game. Agreed?
Yes, you could make that argument. No doubt about it.
So we can't just throw away the semifinal games as just, you know, new game, new thing. I think it means something. I think the momentum from that leads to confidence moving forward. What are you humming over there?
I don't know. I just got a little ditty in my head. I'm just dancing.
I like it. Boogie's in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Boogie. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to weigh in on one of Chad's questions about whether Muschamp will be there in 2022.
Yes.
My answer is no, Mickey, and ask me why.
Why?
I'm glad you asked, Mickey. the point is, I agree with what Mr. Orr was saying, that the record Muschamp had, but he was a benefactor of a horrible, horrible SEC East when he first came in. I mean, they looked worse than the Coastal Division back then. But now you got Florida on the rise. Tennessee's recruiting better. You got a kid at Missouri now that you can't chalk that up as a win because he's coming from a program that's had his foot on your throat for a while. So when you look at their message boards, they count Texas A&M, Kentucky, and Florida as wins already next year, even though they're acknowledging it's a tougher schedule. But I say he's not going to be there because they're spending all that money. And even though that the schedule's a lot tougher, you got Alabama this year, LSU the next, Auburn the next, it's time for that rotation to come by. I just think they're going to be at unrest because I agree it's going to be like a 5-7, 6-6 at best, probably for the next couple of years. And the Helinski kid may be an upgrade, Mickey. I agree with that. But at the rate that they having all these players decommit, I just don't see a whole lot of stability there right now. Like, there's already an over and under on 2 years on Shiloh Sanders, and he's not even on campus yet, whether he'll be there in 2 years or not. So, for me, I just don't think that he will be there, and it's because they have spent all that money, and he's been talking about what a game changer it's going to be. Schedule's going to be tougher, a lot better teams coming in. I just don't see the record improving much, and the fan base is going to be it on this.
Here's one thing I said many times. Unfortunately for Will Muschamp, timing is paramount, and it's not yet, but he's facing the best Clemson program ever and one of the best Georgia programs ever on a yearly basis. But that's not their measuring stick right now. I think that in the end, Will Muschamp – not in the end. In the next 2 to 3 years, will be judged – not by playing Alabama next year, then LSU, then Auburn, as you pointed out, but in where is Tennessee, where is Florida, and where is A&M? All those three of those teams are on the schedule every single year. And while I think you get a little bit of slack from fans about because the schedule is very difficult, that being said, no one wants to lose over and over and over. He's got to make his hay against those teams. And if you look at it, there are reasons for optimism in Gainesville, Florida now, more so than Columbia, South Carolina. There are reasons for optimism in College Station, Texas, more so than Columbia, South Carolina. And some can say that there's more reason for optimism, or at least as much optimism in Knoxville, Tennessee, that the measuring stick should be that. And then getting over the Kentucky fiver that's going on there a little bit too. So – Clemson and Georgia are that's not negotiable right now. You have to be able to beat Florida, Tennessee, and A&M, and I'm not sure that South Carolina's future looks as bright as those futures right now.
No, and let me ask you one more question. Do you think that you could go ahead and pencil a win in at Missouri with a Kelly Bryant led team? I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
Let me look at what Missouri brings back as I go to a break. Boogie, as usual, I always appreciate the phone call, buddy. Have a great day.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. Have a great workout. See, Boogie works out, and you and I are sitting there, we're just like slob, not doing anything.
I stand occasionally during segments.
That's nice.
So, crushing it. Got to work on my calves like Plylert got over there.
Next year, Missouri. Let's see what you bring back, Missouri. Show them what you got, Missouri. I'm still not buying into Missouri football, but this game is out in Columbia, Missouri, at least. Wide receiver, let me see, quarterback is gone, but you know, that's where Kelly comes in, takes over. Running back, Crockett, and I don't know who went pro. I need to check and see who's going pro out of this list here, but Crockett comes back at running back, Roundtree, those guys are okay. The tight end, Blanton, was a senior. Hall was a senior. They have a freshman starting at one deal. The offensive line, three returning starters on the offensive line is pretty good. Defensively, you lose Terry Beckner Jr., highly rated guy. You lose two defensive linemen. You lose two linebackers, and you lose one guy in the secondary. Punter leaves. Playmaker comes back. Looks like a pretty good deal. 8-5 last year. Yeah, looks like a pretty good deal. I think he could be fine with that. Offense changes with Bryant compared to Locke. I think it's a toss-up game. I think Kentucky, toss-up game. Missouri, toss-up game. I hate to do this again. Let me look at this schedule and see where those games fall, because that's kind of important, like, where they fall, right? Like, because if that's at the end of stuff, it could be different than at the beginning of the season. South Carolina next year, opening with North Carolina. You'll beat North Carolina and Mac Brown in week one.
Maybe.
Oh, no.
Isn't Charlotte?
Yeah, you'll beat them. You'll beat Charleston Southern. Alabama's a loss. We know that.
But maybe.
They can't beat Alabama.
No, they can't. Go ahead.
At Missouri. And then Kentucky. Can you call that a split?
Missouri and Kentucky?
Yeah, Missouri on the road, Kentucky at home.
Sure.
At Georgia's a loss.
Georgia.
Can you split Florida and Tennessee?
No.
Florida home at Tennessee, split those?
No.
You're not going to lose both of those. I'm giving them a split. That's four. You beat Vanderbilt, you beat App State, you lose at A&M, and you lose at Clemson 6-6. Simple as that.
5-7.
6-6.
5-7. Thanks for coming.
Crack me up, dude. You ain't listening, dude.
How you doing? 5-7.
You ain't listening, dude.
We can bring back the 6-6 rendition. We had a lot of fun singing that for a whole season.
Before our next break, friendo.
I gotta do a little back music for you when you do this. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Tell you about our friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. And it's going to be a good couple of days here with our Palmetto Golf Report for a couple of reasons. And I'll tell you about Palmetto Dunes here in a second. At the Farmers Insurance out in Torrey Pines in San Diego, where the weather is going to be amazing again. And we'll see the Golf Channel having it from 1 to 7 tomorrow. That's going to be great. Five local players are playing. Bill Haas starts at 9 o'clock on the North Course tomorrow. 9 o'clock local time there, so 12 noon here. Scott Brown, 9:40 off the 10th tee on the South Course. Richie Rorinsky, living down in Charleston, at 9:40 on the North Course. That's 12:40 our time. Kyle Stanley, who's played well there in the past, at 10:40 their time on the North Course. And Sam Saunders at 10:50 their time on the South Course. So keep up with all that. At the Farmers Insurance, we have five local players. Great stuff there. That's our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Here's the beauty of this now, is that at Palmetto Dunes, sign up for the email stuff. You're going to get great specials all the time. You have a vacation planner that's available for you online right now. You have a vacation planner that's available for you via the telephone right now. Some people want to do it online. Some people want to do it on the telephone. This is easy. The beautiful Oceanfront Resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, hosting with, not too far away now, spring break. You heard me say it first. Spring break reservations. Do it now. Make your reservations known at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful Oceanfront Resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Bill and Anderson hanging on, coming straight to your final segment after this.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Running a business takes a lot of work. Sometimes you need help to get to the next level. When you partner with Northland Business, you'll get our local team committed to providing the customer service solutions you need to get there. With fast, affordable internet, scalable fiber optic solutions, and around-the-clock network monitoring, you can trust Northland Business to help your business grow. Just visit northlandbusiness.com to learn more today. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. See northlandbusiness.com/offers for full details.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Commemorate the Tigers' historical football season with Tiger Times National Championship Magazine entitled A Run of Dominance. You don't want to miss out on this collector's edition with the superb quality you've come to know and trust for 17 years. Order your piece of history at tigertime.net or pick up your copy at Walmart, Walgreens, Philo, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Clemson Apparel Shops. Use coupon code TIGERTIME to receive a special discount on tigertime.net when you purchase the combo pack of the 2019 National Championship and 2018 Season Fall Edition. Go Tigers!
Head to Bojangles for 3 breakfast biscuit combos for just $4 each.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Lawrence takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Steps up, throws it down the middle, has Ross open. He catches it at the 25, going to race into the end zone, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Final segment of the show. Let's get to Bill and Anderson, 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone lines. Hey, good morning, Bill. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. You know, the fellow was talking about Carolina having, and you were talking about having difficulty trying to catch up because other people are improving.
Yes, sir.
One of the things you can look at is Carolina is so far this year has like the number 20 recruiting class coming into the, you know, to the season, which sounds real good, but you got to figure they're they're number eight in the conference, and the seven teams that are ahead of them are all teams they're trying to catch up with. So it doesn't seem like they're trying, you know, they're gaining ground in that respect.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think you're talking about, but that's who you are. You know, one of the things, Bill, that happened, and one of the things I think they have to decide on, well, they don't have to because we always argue it. Remember in the old days not in the old days, just maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, the SEC was doing really good in bowl games. And what we were told by SEC fans was that it is the tough competition that they play every single week that enables them to play well in bowl games because the guys you face every single week are better than what you face in the bowl game. Now the narratives, as the SEC has struggled really in the last couple of 3 years in the bowl games, is that now the schedule's so tough that they wear each other out throughout the season, and they get worn down in the season. Now, I don't know which one is correct. One of the two is that those are mutually exclusive statements there. But with that said, that's part of the problem is that if you want to live by it, you got to die by it too. And as good as they're doing compared to the rest of the country, they're not doing as well as they are in their own conference, if that makes sense.
All right. I mean, the number 1, 2, 3, 4 teams are all Southeast Conference teams. Alabama, A&M, LSU, and
Georgia. Yep. Georgia.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. They were, and then there are three other teams, including Florida, still ahead of them as far as recruiting. So, right. I mean, they've really got a headache coming up for them. I mean, when you're competing with that as far as recruiting, plus you're having Alabama and Georgia and Clemson, all three on your schedule, plus a regular schedule that's no cupcake. I mean, you know, it's sort of stacked against them, but, you know, that's who they are.
I agree. I totally agree. Great point. Bill, I appreciate the phone call. Hope you have a great day today.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Good point there. If you live by it, you die by it. Which one is it, though, Zach? Because a few years ago, we were told that the bowl game success of the SEC is based upon how the competition they play every single week, and it gets them ready that they just dominate you in the bowl games because they've seen better. Or now, when they lose in the bowl games, it is because they're so worn out from beating each other up throughout the season. Which one is it, Zach? You do agree those are mutually exclusive statements?
Yes. It's whatever's convenient for the particular year.
It is the convenience.
You know that.
Yes. It is the convenience argument. I agree with that. Nothing funnier than you dancing. I remember when.
how loud was that this morning?
Oh, right in my ear hole.
Right in the old ear hole.
Yeah. I don't know who takes a megaphone and makes it go off at 5 o'clock in the morning.
It's Marley.
Marley.
He switches his phone with your phone, and it does that.
Talked about it the other day. Remind me off the air to tell you a couple of Marley stories. I want to go early with Brad Hughes because I want to get your thoughts on this. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands at Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, I will forgive the rest of the ACC. Mike Farrell and Adam Gorney of Rivals.com breaking down the five-star signees from the ACC in the last five classes. You ready for this, Mr. War 24? Clemson with 15 five-stars over the last five classes. Florida State with 11 five-stars over the last five classes. Miami with two over the last five classes. That's it.
That's it?
Last four classes, I'm sorry. 15 five-stars for Clemson. 11 five-stars for Florida State, two for Miami. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. You know what's crazy? Is you missed all the hard times, dude. You missed it all.
How's that?
Because it's just very, very, very difficult to think about Clemson out-recruiting Miami and out-recruiting Florida State and thinking back to my formative years of recruiting magazine and seeing Clemson. If he had two or three four-stars in a class, it was like, oh, man, what a great class. This is an unbelievable class.
As a subscriber to MickeyPiler.com, was that their website?
Yes.
In my formative years growing up in New Jersey.
Never even heard of it. You're too busy reading.
I had the magazine delivered to my house on a weekly basis.
You're too busy reading. What was the thing you said you read?
I read Harry Potter as a kid.
Harry Potter.
Yes. I don't know why that's a laughable.
Did you dress up as Harry Potter during Halloween or anything?
No.
Did you get little Harry Potter action figures? Do they make Harry Potter action figures?
I'm sure they do. I don't know if we had any. We had a video game at one point. That was fun.
Yeah, it really was good.
It was kind of
better than Red Dead. Man, that's the worst video game ever.
I literally told you not to buy that.
It sucks.
I lost my train of thought. In my formative years, subscribing to MickeyPiler.com and getting the magazines delivered. I mean, I grew up knowing Clemson was going to disappoint me, but I never knew it was going to be this level of success.
No, not like that. These shows are fun, considering. Let me tell you, Zach. 20 years ago, you think that when we first started the show, you think in the back of my mind, at any point in time, it ever crossed my mind saying, who's going to win more national championships, Clemson or Alabama? In the next 5 years. Conversation I'd have been laughed out of the building. Would have been crazy. Seminole Ted writes in, everything is cyclical. What goes up comes back down. And what goes... Without a doubt, Florida State is the greatest rival, even more so than South Carolina, Seminole Ted. Maybe.
They're a great rival. There's another.
It's a great rival.
And they still own you in terms of all-time record head-to-head.
Right. Great rival. No doubt about that.
They just have had awful couple of seasons.
Texas at App State beating the Coots 4-8. I don't really see that.
Don't let that happen. Don't let us live in that world.
Appy happy.
It's at South Carolina, correct? They're not going up there to...
No. Even though Miami did.
I know. What was that?
I don't know.
To Boone.
My friend Kevin writes in on the text line, Zach is lucky. How many times did we get in the car and drive to Tallahassee knowing we were about to get hammered before we left our driveways and still went?
I watched these games.
Yeah.
I was there. I watched them.
You know what it feels like to get back in the car after getting beat like 57-0.
Do you remember what it feels like as a kid when your favorite thing doesn't happen and it's the end of the world?
Like Harry Potter books didn't come out at midnight?
Yeah, that or your favorite football team loses and it's like, this is it. Life is over now. That's what it was.
My wife said that she read the Harry Potter books as well, but the poor people had to wait until they came out in the library. A little different than how you grew up there.
Yes, Live PD is not filmed in my county.
Good point. Very good point. Buddy, we finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, speaking of other things you don't like, America Serena Williams is out of the Australian Open.
She blew it.
She blew it.
She choked this morning.
She was serving for the match, had a triple match point. It was called for a foot foul. And from there, she blew a 5-1 set lead and lost.
Did she rip the umpire for calling a foot foul? Did she jump him and embarrass the umpire?
So. I don't think so.
Okay. My two-minute reminder by EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, a full-service real estate company right here in South Carolina is EricNewton.com. Get in touch with them. Anything you need is EricNewton.com. If you're looking for a place to buy homes, Focus Realty now on 93. And then for students, boy, what a...